It's been an interesting week. On Monday, Alex got flowers dropped off here at our Radio Now studios and thought, wow, like, what a nice gesture. You know, like, who was it from? How sweet. Oh, look at, there's chocolates, too. There was 9 red roses and 1 black flower. And then Wednesday, that's where we're at today, we might have a whole different situation. We might actually have a stalker on our hands and need to get law enforcement involved. Kind of a disturbing update, Alex, this morning, as we weren't planning on talking about this. I mean, at least I was, and I thought it was interesting the first couple of days. And we called yesterday Shadeland Flowers or Flower Company, and we asked them who sent them. And only thing we could find out is that it was sent from somebody named Malachi. That was the name they have, but we don't know when they were ordered or purchased or sent.
Or if it's a fake name.
Yeah, I mean, which is true. I could say, oh, my name's Jim Bob. Like, okay, Jim Bob sent you flowers.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit uneasy noticing that there were 8 red flowers and then one, or is it nine?
Nine red flowers
and 1 black rose, which is kind of unnerving. And then the letter itself, like the riddle, which is all over Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook Radio Now 100.9, that was unnerving. And so, yeah, I mean, at first it's like, ooh, I got flowers and chocolate. I wonder who they're from. And then I'm like looking closer. I'm like, this is a little weird. And the fact that I'm not talking to anybody seriously. I mean, I even went so far as to text ex-boyfriends being like, did you send me these flowers as a joke? And they're like, no, crazy.
How many, not making fun of it, but how many people, because you were concerned, did you text?
I texted a lot of people. I texted that guy that I went on that crappy double date first
like
date with, Mr.
5?
Phony Baloney. I texted the girl that set us up. I said, would he do this? She said, no, absolutely not. I even asked him. So she had already asked him. A bunch of my best friends from home were texting me like, Alex, this really worries us. Like, who is this from? I didn't know. I texted my ex-boyfriend that was my date for my best friend's wedding over the weekend. And he was like, no, absolutely not. I didn't. Like, there's no one else that I've talked to. I went through my recent Bumble matches to see if I've matched with anyone named anything that starts with a K because of the clue on the letter or their name Malachi. Nobody. There's no one in my Instagram DMs. I mean, there's no one. I even looked at my Instagram followers, so I don't know who it is. But what really is weird is the phone call that we got, which Joe's going to play for you in a second. Well, we didn't get it. Hunter did. He does the show after ours every day on Radio Now. And so Hunter got a phone call, and because we're at a radio station, all of our phone calls record. We don't have caller ID here, which we've said a bunch of times before, but we can like record every call. So Joe's going to play that, and I want you to hear this guy's voice and tell me what you think and call us at 317-239-1009. But before I was able to hear the call, I was very, very scared. And I went to our boss, and I was like, look, this is the deal. This is what's happening. Not only did my boss get involved, our direct boss, but then his boss even got involved. And there was a meeting yesterday of them asking me if I was even comfortable coming into work in the morning, if we need to have security outside of our building, if we need to get the IMPD involved to see if this is a stalker situation. And what really aggravates me, like to the point that I could cry, because I get, when I'm so angry, I want to cry, is that some women on our Facebook page on Radio Now 100.9 had the audacity to comment that I was making this up for attention and ratings. I can assure you, as a female who's a public figure and how, you know, we have thousands of listeners every day that I have no idea who they are and they know personal details about my life. If I'm receiving anonymous roses and things, of course, I'm immediately going to be nervous. And it really, really pissed me off that some women were going to comment and say that I would be so low as to make something up like this that could be potentially serious if this person is a threat that could mean me harm. Why in the world would I do that? And I think that that says terrible things about you as a person to think that I, as another female, would trivialize what could potentially be a stalker situation or serious situation that real women go through. Like, I don't know why, but that like triggered me so much and made me so mad that like the first thing people want to say is if a woman says a man is making her feel a little bit uncomfortable is like, you're making it up for attention. I can assure you, because all of us here at Radio Now were questioned, were we not yesterday? Are any of you guys, be honest, making this up as a joke?
We all got questioned by our boss and then our higher up supervisor in the company, because they take security very serious. And for me, honestly, Alex, like, I hope you're not mad at me. I didn't think you were like seeking attention, but I thought like, what
is she pulling a prank on us?
Is she pulling a prank? It's Halloween, or I'm like, oh, and I still think me. I hope I'm right, actually. I still think this is a prank from someone
that, innocent, so
that we know. I don't think this person is going to physically harm anybody, but I thought it was somebody on our staff that did this.
I did too.
Or somebody in the building. I thought maybe you did it, or even thought, I mean, producer MYK is a creative guy. Like, maybe he's trying to do something kind of, you know, fun for the show, like, you know, Halloween style, getting into the mode, maybe.
But we're not.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit nervous until I heard this phone call, which you can go ahead and play, Joe.
I'm actually going to play play it in just 1 second. I wanted to get some of
that update.
Yeah, I wanted to get to the tweets and talk about what happened with that.
So I was thinking this guy could be creepy until the call, and I heard his voice, and I was like, well, maybe he doesn't sound so creepy. But this happened yesterday. All of a sudden, we started getting tweets.
Yeah, we got tweets, and it's Alex Secret Admirer. So he didn't want to go with Alex's. He just went with Alex Secret Admirer.
Probably all that was available.
Alex's was taken, probably.
Do you think Alex's Secret Admirer was already held by somebody else right there?
I guess.
And let's see here. He says, hi, Alex. It's Malachi. The black rose is significant, but it does not symbolize death, and there are no intentions of harm. The number of roses is also significant, and the K for clue, K-L-U-E, does stand for the first letter of a name. Good luck figuring out smiley face. I'll be sending a new clue every week until the time is right to reveal myself, ...
Which then, it's when I got this tweet that my boss was like, all right, we need to start looking at this very seriously before I had heard the call, because that was creepy.
And we actually like you said, we have the call. This person called into Hunter's show yesterday sometime after we left, because we were here yesterday till about 11 o'clock. So Hunter comes in at 12. So sometime we just missed 10. It apparently. So, well, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm so mixed up. This is such... I don't know what's going on here with this thing, but we're going to play the audio next on the Joe and Alex Show, and you'll hear what we heard, and then we're going to want to talk to you, too, and kind of get maybe theories that you have, your thoughts.
Based on the Twitter that this person made, which you can find through our Twitter, @Joe and Alex Show, and the phone call, and once you hear his voice, what you think.